We're going to ask a question that I feel like never gets asked. Teachers, how are you doing? Are you nervous about the first day of school? 314-531-9898. I'm genuinely curious because I know though there's a lot of teachers who listen to us on their way into school. We appreciate you guys. You guys are underpaid and underappreciated. We talk about it all the time about the role and responsibility you have. And I know that some of them are just starting to arrive to school or probably even just like almost just got to school. If you can give us a call, I am genuinely curious what it feels like to be a teacher on the first day of school. We talk a lot about, and we were just talking about Kevin's son, Jackson, dealing with his anxiety on the first day of school. And we always ask our kids, how are you doing? The kids are so nervous. Do teachers get nervous? I always felt like teachers don't get nervous. Like, they just got it all together.
Yeah, that's
all together.
What you picture in your
they're
head.
Like, they're in charge. And Kevin, your wife's been a teacher her whole life. Your entire family are teachers. Does she get nervous?
Yes. In fact, you know, I'm just addressing an email we got because somebody said, please stop talking about your son's anxiety on the radio. But we talk about that anxiety because it normalizes it. We all go through those anxious feelings. And as a former teacher, I can remember dreading the start of school because you worry about the lesson plans, you worry about the students, you worry about how this year is going to be different than last year, and you want to make sure that you set the tone when you start. Because, like, as a former teacher, I remember you can always make things easier, but if you try to ramp things up and make them harder, when if you start easy, you get walked on. So you're kind of trying to make that balance when you start. But
set the rules,
set your boundaries.
Set your boundaries right off the bat,
And you've kind of been in vacation mode for a little over that summer, you know, and I know that summers keep getting shorter and shorter for teachers, but you've been kind of away from the classroom. So it is a little nerve-wracking to start school again.
Alex, your fiance as a teacher.
Yeah, and Annie's actually starting at a new school this year, so she's
like double
at the Ledoux Fifth Grade Center now, and so
was she anxious?
She is anxious because it's like, well, now you got to meet new team members, but also especially when you're switching schools, the lessons plans are all changing. There's different criteria for how different schools operate, and new teacher training. It definitely is like basically like she's going to her first day of school and kind of starting from scratch, but it's definitely, she called me yesterday when Annie was in the classroom, kind of getting the room ready for the year. And she's like, I don't even know where to start. Like, I don't even know where to begin with the classroom. Like, there's so many different things that you could do, but it's like, you don't know the expectation because you've also never experienced, especially when you're at the new school.
I have a girlfriend who's about to do her first year of teaching in the Parkway School District this year. And she feels like, she's going to be a kindergarten teacher, and she's like, you know, my students are being like worried about being like the lowest on the totem pole, being the small fry. But she's like, but I'm the small fry too, because I'm the brand new teacher this year.
Really?
And everybody else, you know, has like years of experience and they have their friends already. So she's nervous to like, you know, walk into this setting. And it's just so crazy because, like, I know me as a student, I never thought at all about the teachers being
there. I just saw that as, like, just glowing. Like, they would just walk in and they had everything together. So let's pull back the curtain here for a second. If you're a teacher right now, give us a call, and we're going to ask the question I feel like nobody ever asks you. How you doing? What are you nervous about? Are you excited for the school year? Are you nervous for the school year? And what makes you nervous as a teacher? Because I think we just always assume that you weren't. 314-531-9898. Let's have a conversation with our teacher friends on Y98 St. Louis. We got a dinner on us and then tickets, your chance to qualify for tickets to Hamilton coming up in just under 7 minutes now on the Brett Mega Show while we're commercial free. We're asking a question that I feel like nobody ever asks. And I don't, maybe it's because we just assumed y'all were good. But teachers, how you doing? You doing okay? 314-531-9898. We're going to check in on you. Because I just assumed when I was a kid, we were talking about Kevin's son on his first day of school and Kevin being nervous that he is someone who's dealt with anxiety. And so the first day of school, big changes, big anxiety for most kids. We're always worried about our kids. Parents, pick up, drop off. Parents dealing with the stress. But I feel like we never check in on the teacher. So I'm generally curious how teachers do it. Megan, you actually teach at Kevin's kids' school.
Oh, wow.
And taught Kevin's daughter.
Oh, hey.
Yes. Hey. Yeah, absolutely. I had Kennedy, and this is actually my 24th year teaching, but wow. I've only been at that district for 5 years. So, yeah, absolutely. We do. It's something where even no matter how long you've been doing it, you start to get that anxiety. Well, we call it the teacher dreams.
Yeah, tell me about the teacher's dream. Yeah, what is the teacher's dream?
You start having dreams like way before school starts about school. And I don't know if everyone does. I know my father was, he was a teacher, he was a principal, and he had them, you know, it was a thing. And he's retired and he's in his 70s, and he still dreams about school.
Whoa.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, like parents are after him.
Chasing him with like pitchforks. Really. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I didn't even know a teacher's dream. That's a term I just learned, and I think all of us just learned. And it makes it feel different. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I see you guys different.
I know.
When I'm dropping off my kid, knowing that you're getting like teacher dreams, like, it's just a different vibe.
It personalizes you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, like, maybe not everyone, but I do know that some people do. You just dream that you're like not ready, or that you can't make it somewhere on time, or that you don't have something ready, or you know what I mean?
Well, that comes from, we can just tell, we can hear it in your voice, and it makes sense that you're having these dreams because you care and you love about your job so much. So those kids are so lucky to have you as a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And I was just going to say that that's actually funny that Kevin was talking about that, because that's one of our initiatives this year, is to really make the eighth graders feel more welcome at the high school and to feel more like they're a part of it. And, you know, for me, like, I'm a little different. I'm the art teacher, and I have a different relationship with the kids in terms of, we do a lot of talking about, you know, social, emotional growth and just things like that. And so, you know, if your son ever, it just feels like he needs somewhere to go and hang out and just, you know, talk, or doesn't feel comfortable, he's more than welcome to come to my room.
What a cool call.
Well, thank you so much, Megan. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
What a cool moment.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. There are so many teachers on hold. Stay on hold for a second, guys, because there's some teachers that have different experiences, and somebody has described like a party in their head, but nobody being there. I want to hear more about that. Let's play Sabrina Carpenter. We'll take more calls on this. If you're a teacher, how you doing? What's your vibe like? 314-531-9898. This is so interesting. One thing is for sure is the Brett Megan Show just loves teachers. We do. We appreciate you guys. And when I feel like we're asking a question that just never gets asked, teachers, how are you doing? Are you nervous on the first day of school? And so far, I feel like some of these answers have been fascinating. It's so interesting, because growing up, and even still as an adult, I have a kid who goes to school. I just felt like teachers got it all together. Like, I'm dropping my kid off. You got it together. You're not nervous. My kid's nervous. I'm nervous about my kid. 314-531-9898. How do you feel about school? I thought this was such an interesting answer. Rachel, you're a second year teacher, and you said you feel like you're at a party, but nobody's there. What does that mean?
So kind of like the preparation, like before school. So like, we have all summer off, but like, every teacher's thinking about, you know, their classroom and their new, like, set of kids the entire summer.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, because you don't get your class list until, like, end of June, like, mid-July, kind of.
So you're
kind of
like, who's going to be on my team here?
Right,
who are we drafting?
I don't know. For the roster.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. And it's like, okay. And then you don't know, like, okay, do I have five behavior kids? Do I have, how many IEPs do I have in my room? So you're thinking about all that stuff, and then you have to set up your room, and you do that by yourself, unless you have people that you want to help you, but I don't really like help.
Well, next year, come and ask us. If any teachers out there listening, and I didn't know this was a thing, guys, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm stupid, and Annie just said that she got to set up a room. She didn't know anything. We'll come and help you.
Oh,
you got us to hang up stuff?
Yeah, it's tough.
We'll carry stuff. Kevin's buff.
Yeah.
Kevin will carry anything you need.
And it's been a long time since I set a classroom up, so I'm ready to do it again.
Yeah, you just boss us around. If any teacher needs
help. Set up your bulletin board.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing. We got you next year, okay, Rachel?
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Katie, you described this a little bit different, though, that you felt like this is your favorite day of the year, huh?
Oh, wow.
It is. So I'm a special ed teacher. I've been in it for 25 years, but this is my 17th year of teaching. And my daughter coined a term, nerve-sighted. So you're like nervous but excited for it. And
I
so I use it all the time because it's just fun seeing new kids. They're excited about being back. So you just have to feed off that energy to get through the year for real, to be honest.
I can hear in your voice, like, you just got this. You are.
I can't wait. Like, I've been in training for 2 weeks, and I just want these kids back on Monday. I can't wait. It's the best. And you guys make it fun. Like, I was telling, I think I Instagram messaged, like, oh, all summer I haven't listened to the morning show because you can sleep in. And so now I'm excited to hear Hannah get beat.
Well, Katie, we always appreciate
radio Katie's family back.
Katie's Noah's mom. Or you're Noah's mom, right, Katie?
No, my name's Katie, but yeah, I am Noah's mom. You can call me that.
I'm Katie, also known as Noah's mom.
So
Noah was part of some of the stuff we've done with Make-A-Wish, and we went and played hockey together, and Noah beat me in hockey. I'm a little bitter about it.
For that rematch. Yeah, waiting for a basketball rematch.
And I'm supposed to go over to their house and play some basketball, and I haven't gone because I've been practicing. I'm just getting ready for that moment because I'm going to smoke them. Thank you so much for always being part of our listener family. It means a lot. Kelly, you're someone who has 28 years experience teaching. Do you still get nervous, or you're just like, I got this, I'm a veteran?
Oh, here, am I on now?
Yep, you're on now, Kelly.
No, it's still the anxiety, and once you get a break in your day-to-day routine and then you have to go back to do something, it's massive anxiety. And oh, do I have to do this again?
Wow. 28 years. You could hear, like, you're almost like hearing some of the excitement, but you could hear your anxiousness in your voice.
Oh, yeah, and I'm driving in right now for my meeting of a week, and I'm late.
Oh, that's okay.
It's okay.
Hannah was late today, too, by the way. So that's cool.
Yes, we're in it together.
and then I fall asleep in meetings because, you know, I'm 50 now.
Well, look, 28 years, I never knew my teachers were ever nervous. So you guys do a great job of covering it up and doing your thing. And we appreciate you.
I haven't even looked at what I'm supposed to be teaching on the first day yet.
You want us to do it? You want us to take it over? We'll do the lesson.
Call us in. We'll do a lesson.
Yeah. These are things we're going to cover, guys.
And then you'll be like, you know, I only taught for 28 years, and they had to let me go.
We appreciate you so much.
I don't think anyone's letting anyone go if you've been there for 28 years.
Give us one day in the classroom. Right? They might be like, who brought these idiots in? Thank you so much for calling.